The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, Lee, fear has broken out among the neocons.
This is
terrifying because, as I've demonstrated over the years, in order to have enemies to fight and profit from fighting, you have to fund them because they can't afford to fight us on their own, and it wouldn't be fair anyway. So we pay them to kill us. In fact, we did it this week. $30 million in aid going to Gaza. Okay, nobody physically walks in there unless they're with Hamas. It's impossible to do. So you send aid, $30 million, you're funding Hamas so they can rearm. That's what you're doing. There's no other way to look at that. I mean, look, we tried to build that floating dock so we could literally hand them supplies, right?
Yeah.
And they bombed it.
That was the story.
They bombed it. Injured one person in the process, and we had to disassemble it. So, I mean, you don't even get to build a dock to hand them free stuff of that bombing. Just to recap where we are here, we're watching this rescission bill. It's already passed in the House. To defund USAID, USAID a little. They're going to get the rest of it later, but it's a nice start. It's $9 billion, $7 billion of it out of USAID. Obama and Bush are freaking out, criticizing Trump. They say, no, we have to continue to let the pink-haired people with the rainbow pride flags who run USAID fund all our enemies because they hate America. I mean, we need the money for national security. So let's just revisit some of USAID's greatest hits. Just since October 7th, we paid $97 million in reward payments, USAID did, to the Hamas terrorists who raped and slaughtered innocent Israelis. How do we do that? We gave it to the Palestinian Authority. And if you are killed or injured killing an Israeli or a Jew, they will pay you for life. Oh, I'm sorry, we will pay you for life. And the shocking thing about this disbursement, the $97 million in aid to the Palestinian Authority, is that that's illegal. Trump actually got a bill passed in his last term saying, we cannot disperse any money to the Palestinian Authority. They didn't care. They did it anyway. This was after October 7th. This is what Obama and Bush want to keep. So, but, you know, we need a good enemy. We need a good enemy. Like, Hamas is a good enemy. We need to have enemies, so we'll pay them. How about the Taliban? This is my favorite. This is one of my favorite. As reported by Reuters, $40 million in cash. Would you like to have that? On the tarmac for the Taliban. Wait, was that after the murder of the 13? Yes, it was. At Abigail. Yeah, we paid them. USAID did specifically. It was an aid scheme. Listen to how it worked. To keep the Taliban in power, USAID provided $1.7 billion in funding in multiple tranches to the UN, and then the UN shipped the cash to Afghanistan. And what they did was they helped the Taliban to print their own currency, think monopoly money because it's useless, and then they let the Taliban trade it for our money. You paid. Do I have your attention now? $40 million a tranche. And they you should see the look on their faces as they receive the money. This picture's great. I mean, this guy looks like it's Christmas. And they're sitting there, Lee, and there's piles of cash. Because if, I mean, who? How would we have enemies? And then what would we need a military-industrial complex for? Big problem. Let's keep going, shall we? Because it goes on and on and on. A total of $3.7 billion to the Taliban, including $200 million when Trump was in office last time, shuffled in there by USAID. Because, you know, they funded, you know, when they blow our troops' limbs off, what they pay for that by growing poppies. So we went, you know what, you can make so much more money if we modernize your system. So we sent them $200 million for the poppy fields. That was cool. While they were fighting us. So you see, you got to fund both sides of the war. You can see why Bush is upset here, being like the original warmonger. Here we go. This is one of my favorite. Another $15 million. Remember this particular tranche? This is within the money I just talked about. For condoms and contraceptives for the Taliban. We sent the money, not the condoms, which is kind of weird seeing as the Taliban banned contraceptives and condoms. And why they wouldn't. Anyway. Let's see. Let's keep going. How about the money we spent, USAID sent to Iraqi leaders via the Institute of Peace? $132,000 alone for Mohammed Massem Halami. That was cool. We did that. Then there's the $1 billion that Senator Tom Cotton, just shy of $1 billion that Senator Tom Cotton found, where USAID was sending that to Hamas so they could fight the Israelis. And what they were doing was giving it to groups, aid groups run by Hamas. And they were asking them, hey, are you Hamas? And then all they had to say was no. And we'd send the money. So Lee, I mean, this is, I mean, I can see why Obama and Bush are upset. I mean, we're not going to have enemies. Oh, we paid for Al-Qaeda to take over Syria. We gave them $9 million. They're killing Christians now. Like bigly. And then there was the mug. I mean, I don't know who's going to censor conservatives or Elon Musk. Headline, USAID caught red-handed in censorship conspiracy. With the UK government, they were paying for the Global Engagement Center, which censored conservatives and specifically targeted Donald Trump and X. They say they demonetized conservative groups of over $100 million, and you paid for that through, USAID. So I don't mean to go on and on, Lee. I won't get your reaction here. But for Bush and Obama to crawl out from underneath their rocks and scream, stop, stop, you know, national security, blah, blah. No, we will have national security because Trump demolished USAID.
Yeah, that's beyond disturbing. And it's interesting, you know, that Donald Trump was supposed to be the one that was going to start World War III.
Right.
Let's see, he stopped a war between India and Pakistan. We've got a ceasefire now between Iran and Israel. We're trying to get Gaza, the Hamas, you know, terrorists there to agree to a ceasefire with Israel. That apparently is getting somewhat closer, at least some discussions there. So, you know, it's amazing how the guy that's supposed to be setting off World War III seems to be working real hard to find peace around the world and stop killing people.
Obama called the Trump administration's dismantling of USAID a colossal mistake, which just tells me we're doing the right thing.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to how the former presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush delivered rare open criticism of the Trump administration. And listen to this. And singer Bono recited a poem.
Great.
In an emotional video farewell Monday with staffers of USAID. No, these people should be saying their farewell as they go to prison. Because the Taliban's a designated terror group. We don't give them money.
I guess Bono's, you know, he still hasn't found what he's looking for.
I guess he hasn't. Neither has the Taliban.
As we see him roaming the streets with no name.
Yeah, and like credit to Nancy Mace because she fought so hard she introduced the bill and finally got it passed. It took almost a year. It kept getting killed in committee. Just said no funds to the Taliban. Like spelling out, like it is illegal to give funds to the Taliban. They got it passed in the House, but they couldn't get it passed in the Senate. So the Senate's still very much in favor of giving money to the Taliban. It's just never come up for a vote. Weird. But yeah, so I mean, this is a very real thing. And you know, I criticize Mike Johnson a lot, but he finally did allow that bill through. Good for Nancy Mace for getting that done. But this is a problem, and this is why you have them crawling out from underneath their rocks. And when you look at Trump and Musk, who did they go for first? They went for USAID because they had to kill the Global Engagement Center. The Global Engagement Center was demonetizing Twitter. They were going around literally low-key threatening major businesses. Hey, we know that X is getting all these hits, right, and Breitbart is, and Daily Caller is, but you can't, including Google, you can't put any advertisements. And in their final quarterly report before their destruction by Marco Rubio, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump, they bragged that they had demonetized conservative media to the tune of $100 million.
And it wasn't just the money, it was the ability to suppress the truth.
To suppress the truth, but also, you know, $100 million, you know how many reporters that buys? You know how much news that buys? You know how much truth that buys?
Yep.
It's a lot.
Because we work cheap.
Yeah, like very. I mean, you know, we'll work for food practically. Listen.
By the way,
there
may be bagels downstairs. I don't know.
I know. And I just wish they would have a more PhD-friendly option for free food. But whatever. Gutting USAID is a travesty and a tragedy, Obama says. Some of the most important work happening anywhere in the world. Credited you with USAID with not only saving lives. By the way, you know that Afghanistan used that money to run terror training camps. You know that, right? Yeah. Anyway, Bush was practically beside himself, too. He's very upset, which is how we know. This is absolutely fabulous. Couldn't be happier.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With so much winning, it's honestly hard to keep up. We've never been so exhausted before on this show, but we try to keep up. This trending in the top 10 U.S. news stories. Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis both announcing yesterday an excellent idea. Redo the census to exclude non-citizens and immediately redistrict the House. Folks, we've had somewhere between 14 and 20 seats direct stolen from us. And you wonder, why, how has Donald Trump got such high approval ratings? He's like, you know, in the, you know, lower to mid-50s, and yet we barely have enough congressional seats to get anything done. It's because Democrats stole them. They did it two ways. Massive census fraud, where the census used the, you know, because it's in the Constitution, every 10 years they've got to count how many people and reallocate the congressional districts, right? Over 200 people were fired from census.gov, the census organization, for fraud. And they waited till after the midterm, the primaries were held, and then they were like, oh, those districts, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, there was fraud, and we just, you know, undercounted the Republican ones and overcounted the Democrat ones. So sorry. So Florida and other red places should have seats, but unfortunately they're in blue areas that are losing population. Hey, we'll fix that in 2030, though. No big deal. Republicans did nothing. They somehow didn't notice that states that should have been gaining seats weren't, and states that were should have been losing seats weren't. And then when the Census Department just admitted, yeah, we had just a bunch of people committed fraud, we told them they're fired and all, but we're just going to go ahead and use the fraudulent numbers. Oh, we've known this the whole time, by the way. We just kind of didn't mention it while you guys redrew the maps. And Republicans went, okay, cool. It was about 7 seats total. When you look at it, 6 of them were pro-Democrat seats, and one of them was a Republican one. So that means, what are you talking about? We're talking about a swing of roughly 12 congressional seats. If we had that now, the BBB wouldn't be, I mean, it would have been passed months ago, probably with a whole lot less debt spending to make people happy and buy their votes. So this fraud has real world consequences. But then there's the fact that we are counting non-citizens. When you think about this, 2.7 million illegals in California alone. And they're counted for the purpose of allocating those districts. So in other words, this is why these Democrats get violent when you try to take their illegals away. It's not just future amnesty, which they have great hopes for, but the fact that people don't like them, they need these illegals to live in their states. This is why Gavin Newsom was giving out free Medicaid to illegals. Trying to pack them in. So nobody wants to live there. But they want to keep the congressional recommendation. Deputy Chief of Staff for Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, tells us what's at stake here. As Trump is eyeing a census redo again before 2026, it's already trending the top 10 stories today. Liberal heads are going to explode, but there's two reasons we should do this. And they're important reasons. Number one, we redo the census. It'll throw out the fraud on the 12 stolen Democrat seats. It has nothing to do with illegal immigrants. It's just fraudulently counting it. So we get those back. And then we're going to recoup probably another at least half dozen seats, if not dozen seats, stolen from us by counting illegals. So Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump yesterday at Alligator Alcatraz championed that. And it was immediate panic by the left, as there should be. If they have to rely on real voters to put them in office, they're in really big trouble. But anyway, here is Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller explaining this conundrum for the Democrats.
There are three immediate objectives Democrats have with respect to open borders. And those are, one, this already happens. They're counted in the census, which means more congressional seats for states with illegal aliens and electoral college votes. California would have half of the electoral college votes it has right now, but for illegal immigration. Think about that.
Wow.
The electoral map, you know, where this automatic giant behemoth of electoral college votes is delivered to the left immediately is because of illegal immigration. Two, there is no citizenship verification to vote in American elections. Very few people realize this. You get, if you ask for it, you get a form and it says, are you a citizen, yes or no? If you check the yes box, that is it. Every state that has tried to validate that, and the federal government does zero validation, has been blocked successfully in court, now going on for more than 20 years. This is a true statement without exaggeration. There's not a single state in this country where illegal aliens cannot vote simply by checking a box. And as you can imagine, the potential for massive fraud there is increased exponentially with mass mail-in voting. So if even a small percentage of Biden's illegal aliens fill out mail-in ballots, fill out ballots that go into the drop boxes, etc., that would be outcome determinative in races up and down the ballot. Now, all it would take to stop this would be for the House to attach to a must-pass bill legislation requiring citizenship verification to vote in 2024. And the third thing is that as soon as they have the power and ability to do so, they would pass a law making all illegal aliens into full voting citizens. Had it not been for the fact that Joe Manchin is indeed, he's a hardcore liberal. He's voted against us on almost everything of importance. But he did one thing that was noteworthy, which is that he refused to eliminate the filibuster. If he had voted to end the filibuster, they would have, in the first month of Biden's presidency, passed a full Citizenship and Voting Rights Act for all illegal aliens in the country. And they had the votes to do it, but for the fact that Manchin didn't agree to waive the filibuster. Manchin, by the way, he supports amnesty. He would have voted for the bill. He just didn't vote to get rid of the filibuster. So those three things are the primary reasons why Democrats want an open border. There are many others. We don't have time to go into them all, but those are the three big ones.
Does it make sense now? This is why they're getting violent. By the way, Gavin Newsom, who insisted there was the governor, there was no violence, nothing to see here whatsoever, just some friendly Antifa members trying to hurt or kill federal agents. But I mean, other than that, nothing big. Yeah. Trump just forced Newsom to admit there was violence in order to get, and I don't think Trump should have let him have this, but the billion dollars to clean up the mess. No, it's great. We should try this because, like, you know, if we have like an older section of town, we'll get mad about something. No, red state's got to see. We got to get in on this. Older section of town, we'd like to have it renovated. We'll just go through there with some signs or something, burn everything down, smash out the windows, whatever you do, you know, throw paint, whatever they do, bricks on pallets and stuff. And then we'll say, well, we were mad. So sorry, we had a riot. Hey, can we have $1 billion? I don't know why we don't do this. We got to like renovate older areas of the upstate this way. What should we get mad about? I mean, Democrats have this down. Why don't we do it? I mean, aside from the fact we'd get arrested. I don't know. Maybe we'd call Hobart Lewis ahead of time and let him know what we're up to and get him in on it. I don't know. Like, what should we riot over? Like, I'd love to hold a good riot. Like, if I knew I wasn't going to be arrested. Like, for the good of the people so we could, you know, get to $1 billion and renovate. Where should we riot and what should we riot over? Because this is working for Democrats.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Watching the big, beautiful bill barrel forward, maybe to passage in the House, we'll see. Joining me now, and this is why this is so important, Lindsey Graham is the architect of the Senate version of the big, beautiful bill because he is the budget chairman. Joining me now is Mark Lynch, his opponent for that Senate seat. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tara.
So you're watching everything go down, and the two people in the Senate most responsible, at least for the version of the big, beautiful bill that'll head back over the House, Lindsey Graham and John Thune. What do you think?
Well, I like some of the changes, definitely, that's come into it. And I know Lindsey knows he's in a campaign again, and he's moving to the right like he always does.
Yeah, he sure does. Wondering, you know, the Senate larded more debt onto more, you know, debt spending, deficit spending onto the big, beautiful bill, putting it in jeopardy of passing in the House. The Freedom Caucus is objecting to it because they know that Thune and Graham busted the agreement that the Freedom Caucus had with Mike Johnson that, look, we're not going to add any new deficit spending. Maybe you guys aren't going to cut any, but we're not going to add any new deficit spending. We're going to find savings. Lindsey Graham busted through that, which with what looks like another $635 billion or so of additional deficit spending. That's per year. Any reaction to that?
Yeah, we don't need that. I'm sorry to hear that. And that's what happens with some of these omnibus bills that gets additional pork added into it when we're trying to, you know, get tax cuts and spending cuts, and yet they're adding in more spending.
Mark Lynch, I know you were out on the coast. I saw some of the media that you got. Tell us what you are saying to folks out there in terms of what, you know, what you're talking about. What are you going to get done if you are able to win this primary?
Well, the electorate is loving our platform because we're a true American first, true conservative. I'm a true conservative candidate that'll hold the line. And, you know, I heard you talking earlier this morning about the spending in Gaza and the millions of dollars we've sent them, and we're aiding our enemies in our budget, and that's got to stop. I'll fight to end that. And I'm glad that we heard that in the bill was defunding of illegal aliens on Medicaid, as you mentioned. That's good we got that in. I'm glad we're getting, you know, the Alligator Alcatraz deportation holding tank built in Florida and other areas. And I heard DeSantis is going to build a second one. We've got to get our enemies out of Congress. We've got to stop aiding and creating civilization jihad by paying for our own demise in America and stop funding things that are destroying America. That's just insane. And I'll fight to do that.
Absolutely. I'm still trying to figure out how that $30 million for Hamas got in the bill under Republicans, but I guess they need new missiles to fire at Israel. I don't know. But definitely frustrating that stuff like that still gets in there. What else are you talking to folks out on the coast about this week?
Well, I'm 100% pro-life. I want to end the murder of babies in the mother's womb. Lindsey Graham got endorsed by three partial life organizations, Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony and National Life Organization, for his pro-life stance, which is murdering babies in the womb up to 15 weeks. And plus, he signed a bill and voted for having abortions legalized in 9 states up to the moment before birth. So women could leave South Carolina and go to one of the 9 states that bill was passed in and get an abortion up to the minute on the delivery table if they decided not to have the child. And, you know, God's not happy with that. We've murdered over 63 million unborn in the United States, defenseless children in the womb, and I'll fight to end that for sure.
What do you think about alligator Alcatraz?
I love it. I'm glad we have that, and I hope we'll fill those beds up and deport those people at a fast pace and stay focused on that. I know Tom Homan's doing an excellent job in that arena.
Absolutely. What do you think about energy issues, tax issues? Texter wants to know on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line.
On tax issues, you know, we need to end property tax. When we own something and we have a deed to our home or a title to our car, we don't need to keep paying a mafia fee to keep it. We need to really, truly own it and end that. And tariffs, I'm so thankful to Trump is getting that done. That will fund what we need to pay for our budget and our country to run our government. And if it won't, we need to continue to cut spending and get rid of more unconstitutional agencies that we have allowed to be assembled and started in our country all through the years. You know, our congressmen have stepped way outside of their enumerated powers and are just violating the Constitution as our framers wrote it. And we've given too much power to the government. They're involved in too many of our areas of life. And that's one thing I'll fight to end, is to clean up all the unconstitutional government agencies that have been started. And if we could do that, we could probably eliminate up to 80% of our spending in our budget and get rid of inflation and get our country back in a balanced arena in our budget again.
Mark Lynch, want to thank you for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Where can folks find out more about you?
Go to our website at lynchforsenate.com, and you can donate there. You can volunteer, contribute, give us questions, whatever you would like to do. Go to lynchforsenate.com.
Mark Lynch, thanks for joining us this morning. Expecting record-breaking travel, both on the roads and by plane for July 4th. They're saying it's because the 4th falls on a Friday, so people are using it as an extended weekend, stretching it, making it long enough they can get on a plane. Anyway, if you're headed out of town, you should know that. We've got a record number of people both flying and driving, so you probably want to leave a little early. Definitely don't leave town during rush hour. Ugh, nightmare. Try to see if you can get back at non-peak hours as well, because it's probably going to be some of the worst you've seen in years, at least for July 4th. So have a great time. Be safe. But know that everybody else is doing exactly what you are at the same time. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, why did Trump endorse Lindsey? Lindsey is the chairman of the budget committee. Yeah, second most powerful person in charge of the big, beautiful bill after John Thune. So it's not that Trump loves Lindsey, it's that they're in detente. I mean, Trump has had to whoop them every step of the way this week. including putting out Truth Social posts. No, we're not going to let the parliamentarian, you know, take out the block on illegals getting Medicaid. We're not having illegals getting Medicaid. And he said, you know, basically overrider. These two tried to drive the car in a ditch. By the way, the good news, the final version of the big, beautiful bill that passed actually did ban illegals from getting Medicaid. And it was even stronger than the House version, required a actual check on their status at the state level. So what the 14 states run by Democrats are doing to provide free health care to the illegals is they're not checking. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Move to a sanctuary state, be counted in the census, help us steal congressional seats, and you get free Medicaid was basically the deal for the illegal immigrants. Republicans just chop blocked that, and that was in the Senate bill. So it did make the final cut. A lot of people confused about that over the last couple of days because Thune himself, the GOP leader, announced it, that he wasn't going to pull it out, or that he was going to pull it out because the parliamentarian said, no, you can't do it. But then they went ahead and somehow it's still in there. So I don't know why Thune did that. Conservative Treehouse has a few ideas. You got both Thune and Graham are big open borders dollars receivers in their campaigns, that they maybe wanted to keep it on the down low, that they're actually doing things that'll cause illegal immigrants, quite frankly, to flee the country. I mean, you know, we're sending the $1 billion worth of FEMA money down to Alligator Alcatraz. We're not paying people's rent with it. We're not paying for hotel bills with it. Now they're losing their health care, the free health care that they had. I mean, we've already seen 5 months, a million of them self-deported under Trump. Some of them with Trump's help. We paid for the tickets, which is a lot cheaper than deporting them ourselves. So I think Lindsey and Thune, this is at least the conservative treehouse theory, and I think it's a good one, wanted to keep it on the down low and look like they were fighting Trump on the immigration thing. Whatever the case, why they did it, I don't know. But theirs is actually a stronger version than the House. I fell off this chair when I read that. So I wanted to make sure you knew that. When Lindsey Graham gets it right, we let you know. When he gets it wrong, we let you know that too. There's no sacred cows here. So texter writes, Tara, are you working tomorrow? I need to know if I can sleep in. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, no, I'll be here. I'll be here tomorrow. I'm not going to be here on July 4th, I'll tell you that. But I will be here tomorrow. Texter writes, texter writes, I'm tired of the same political response. Okay. Texter writes, hey, Tara, tell Mr. Lynch he has 3 votes from my house. Another texter writes, we call Gavin's plan the Nero effect. What, you burn Rome and get paid to build it back? Not a bad gig if you can get it. Texter writes, Tara, was that how Obama created ISIS or was it Bush? I don't know, but folks, we are going to have the next 20 years are going to be hell on wheels from terror organizations because we're funding them all over the world again. Or we did during Biden. I mean, there's massive training camp problems in Afghanistan, where the Taliban is training a new generation of terrorists. And now that we have paid for al-Qaeda to take over Syria, because that's what we did, the leader of al-Qaeda took over Syria. Trump normalized relations because that's what the Saudis wanted, and he needed an olive branch for them after Joe Biden pissed them off. And they were like, hey, you know, maybe we'll start letting all countries use something other than the dollar to buy oil. Yeah, we had to patch that up. Well, the price was steep. It was normalization of relations for Syria. Syria is run by al-Qaeda right now. They're killing Christians right and left. I mean, it's all over the international media. And it will be a hop, skip, and a jump till there's terror camps there too, and they will come here. So we have Joe Biden resurrected al-Qaeda. USAID funded them $9 million. We got the terror training camps in Afghanistan, and it's only a matter of time before something goes kabloom. And that doesn't even count what's going on with Iran. So we got a lot ahead of us here with this. It's not going to be easy. And the frustration of it is that Trump and Putin had partnered together, wiped out the caliphate, and we didn't even hear from ISIS anymore. Remember, he was dropping Moabs on him and blowing them out of caves. I mean, it was fantastic. Deep State hated it, but other than that, it was great. Texter writes, Tara, what is Trump's beef with Thomas Massey? Oh, Representative Thomas Massey. In my opinion, Representative Massey represents the base of Trump support, and that is a position Trump needs to be in. I got issues with Massey's take on Iran. I think it's a little silly. But I think Massey is legit in his criticisms of the debt. Somebody's got to raise that issue. And Massey has, Chip Roy has, Rand Paul has. I think these are legitimate concerns. I think we shouldn't be afraid to talk about them. But Trump doesn't want to talk about them right now because he doesn't have a lot of votes. And he's got to get that big, beautiful bill through because he's got that $70 billion, B, with a B, for immigration enforcement in it. It finishes the wall, hires 10,000 immigration enforcement agents. It'll fund alligator Alcatraz. And by the way, DeSantis is opening a second one of those in North Florida while Henry McMaster, our governor, just plays golf or something. I don't know what he does with his time. You know what would be great? I wonder, is there a way we could have DeSantis as governor? Well, because, I mean, he's term limited out in Florida. No. I mean, like, he wouldn't have to move here. Like, I wouldn't even ask that. Like, we have such subpar governors here in South Carolina. Like, he could just run, you know, South Carolina part-time from Florida. Like, just even 12 hours a day. I mean, to think of the dramatic difference we would experience. Like, stuff would get done. And illegals would be deported instead of the cartels running clubs in the Charleston area. I mean, we wouldn't even recognize this. But I mean, I think he could do that part-time here. The first step is you have to care. And we just don't have that from our governor, Henry McMaster, who so far has refused to help Trump in any way with deportations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.